and of who Jesus is and what Jesus did when he walked the earth. Acts 10, 37 and 38. You know what has happened throughout Judea, beginning in Galilee and after the baptism that John preached, how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Spirit and power, and how he went around doing good and healing all who were under the power of the devil, because God was with him. You can't get a more influential life than the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. He sowed everything into the work of God. He fulfilled the will of the Father. He changed this world. Has he changed your world today? Amen. Because he came, he preached, he lived a perfect life, he performed miracles, he died, he rose again, and he changed our world. And we've experienced his love and his forgiveness. And if you haven't, it's available to you today. Jesus wants to have the biggest influence on your life. And you know, a big way that Jesus influences our lives is through other people. Through their words, their actions, their lifestyle, the example that they set for us. And God wants all of us to make a positive contribution to the world. Not just take from it, but give. Our influence is the impact we have on people and the difference we make in their lives. Do you want to be an influencer for God? Amen. This great couple here are influencers for God. Let's follow their example. And I want us to look at three ingredients that are needed to have influence. You can't miss any of these three out. All of these are essential if we are to have the biggest impact for Jesus on the lives of those he brings into our lives. And the first one I want to talk about is to be people of competence. And this goes back to our verse. God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Spirit and power. Jesus was competent in his ministry because he relied on the anointing of the Holy Spirit. Amen. He listened to the Father and he completed the Father's will. You see, when we rely on the Holy Spirit and when we do what the Father asks of us, we're going to be competent. We're going to achieve much for the kingdom. Amen. But we make a decision not just to do what other people would like us to do, not just to rely on our gifts and our know-how, but when we say, I will rely on the Spirit, I will listen to the Father and do what he says, you're going to have maximum impact. Because it's not about being busy. It's easy to be busy, weigh yourself out, and accomplish very little. But Jesus was not dictated to by the wishes of man. He flowed in the purpose of God. Amen? So he was fruitful in his ministry. He did everything that needed to be done. He had competence because he knew where his power came from, and he knew whose voice to listen to. Amen? Do you know where your power comes from? Do you know which voice to listen to? You do those two things and you will achieve great things in the kingdom of God. You will have a life-changing influence. Thank you, Vince and Lisa, for showing us the importance of always relying on the Holy Spirit and focusing on what we are called to do. They show that. They model that. They encourage us to do that. We talk so much. We hear so much from the front. You need the anointing. You need the Spirit. The presence of God is what matters. What has God called you to do? What has God put within your life? And that is, you've sown that into our lives. You've shown us what it means to be people of competence. Not busy people, fruitful people. Amen? So we honor you both for that. But you see, to have influence is not just about being people of competence. It's about being people of character. You see, Jesus, he was anointed with the Holy Spirit and power, but also he went around doing good, which flowed from the goodness of God in his heart. Amen? There was character. He didn't just have the gift, he had the character to match the gift. Amen? We're not going to make it on talent alone. We need to bring Jesus to people. We need to show them the fruit of the Spirit. Love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, and self-control. We may be the best, the most gifted person in the world, but if we've got a bad attitude, we're not going to impact lives for the kingdom. Amen? If we want to touch lives, if we want to help people, if we want to show people Jesus, we must never neglect the importance of character. We want Christ formed in us. Amen. Christ formed in us. We don't just want to follow tips and techniques to being a better Christian. We want Jesus to take hold of our lives and live through us. Booyah. Character is a non-negotiable. No other thing should come above that in our priorities for our walk with Christ. We need Jesus to be seen in us. Thank you, Pastor Vince and Lisa. Thank you for showing us the importance of always prioritizing character and how we need to become more like Jesus. Because integrity is so essential for our lives, that our words and our actions match up. Amen? If we want the world to see how real Jesus is, don't just preach at them, show them. Let your life just ooze Jesus. Let your life show them the reality of who Jesus is. And Jesus, he was anointed. He had competence. He did the Father's will. But he had the character. He went around doing good. People were drawn to him because they saw God in him. Amen? People will be drawn to you if you show them who Jesus is by what you say, what you do, your attitude, your behavior, that you want to be like Jesus, and you're not going to neglect that above anything else. Amen? Cultivate that fruit in your life, the fruit of the Holy Spirit, and your godly character will influence people for good. Thirdly, if we're going to want to have influence, we need the competence, we need the character, but you know what we need? We need connection. You can preach the best sermon, but if you don't know how to come alongside somebody and listen to them, put your arm around them and share the love of Jesus through making eye contact by just reassuring them, then we've missed it, haven't we? If we can't connect with people, we don't see numbers, we see people, individual hearts that need to know God's love, that need to know that we care, that we are here for them. We want to help them. And you see, Jesus, he was anointed. He had the competence. He had the character. He went around doing good. But here's the thing, healing all who were under the power of the devil because God was with him. He connected with real people with real needs and saw their lives transformed. Amen? People were delivered from the hold the enemy had on them because Jesus didn't just see a crowd. He saw hearts that needed rescuing. Amen? Do we see hearts that need rescuing? Do we see the person, see their hearts, seek to minister into their situation? We must never neglect the importance of connecting. Sometimes people will come into our life and it will mess with our schedule. But you know what? We need to submit our schedule to God's plan because there are people that need to hear the message that we carry. We can start our day with our agenda, our plan, and we get so into paperwork sometimes, but people work's more important than paperwork. You know, we can be great at filing, and believe me, I love to be organized, but if I miss the opportunity to sow life into someone's life, I've missed what I'm here for. Amen? We're so good at filling our time doing good things, but I want to do the best thing. The best thing is to introduce someone to Jesus. Amen? That's what we're called to do. That's what Jesus did. He connected. We must commit our lives to being people that see other people. Thank you, Vince and Lisa, for showing us the importance of always caring for individuals and for ministering to their needs. These great people here, they love you. They're here for you. They will take the time to speak life into your life because they know the power of connection. Amen. Jesus beautifully modeled this. He preached to the crowds, but he also sat by the woman at the well and brought life to her. That's our Jesus. Amen. This is how we are called to live. So today, if you want to make a difference, if you want your life to matter, if you want others to celebrate you because of what you stood for, what you still stand for, then it's important that we understand that these three key ingredients are essential to have influence. You can't leave one of these out. You say, I'm competent and I like to connect with people, but my character is not important. Yes, it is. It's not just character and connection. If we don't let the Spirit work through us, we need the competence. All three are essential for maximum kingdom impact. Amen? So, thank you both for showing us these qualities. for prioritizing these key ingredients of influence. And because of that, we're here today to thank you and to celebrate your example to us. But let's be inspired by this great couple. All of us, let's be inspired by the perfect example of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Let's even put our name here because we carry on the work of Jesus. How God anointed Abundant Life Church, Biggles Way Pentecostal Church, every individual believer. He anointed us with the Holy Spirit and power. And we went around doing good and healing all who were under the power of the devil because God was with us. Amen? Are you ready to have an influence? Are you ready to change your world? Do you want to make a difference? Then let's make a commitment today. Lord, may I be competent because I rely on your Spirit. I do the Father's will. May I have character because Christ is having his way in and through my life. May I have connection because I don't get caught up in what I'm doing, but I see the person that needs to hear about your love. This is how I want to live. And if we live like this, we're going to change our world for Jesus. Amen. Will you stand with me? Let's pray. Hallelujah. Don't think making a difference is just for the preacher, for the church leader, for someone who's been a Christian for a lot more years than you. Never look at your circumstances. Never look at your past. Never look at other people for a reason to stop you from embracing your call to make a difference. Wherever God has placed you is where he wants you to impact lives. And don't see that others are going to influence you and hinder you, but see that you're going to be that salt and light. You're going to bring the change. You're going to bring hope. You're going to bring healing. You're going to bring Jesus. Don't just accept things the way they are. You can do something about it in Jesus' name. And I pray, Lord, for your church this morning as we stand in your presence. Help us, Lord, to be people that make a difference. Lord, we want to be influencers in the kingdom of God. We don't want to miss an opportunity. We don't want to waste a day. Lord, our new life starts now. We want to choose to be more intentional in how we approach our life, how we approach our days. Lord, may we recognize that the people around us need Jesus that we carry. And I want to thank you, Lord, for Pastor Vince and Lisa, that they've shown us this. They live this. People of influence that are influence in our lives. Thank you so much for them. But stir us this morning to follow their example. Stir us all to follow the greatest example of the Lord Jesus Christ. And with you in our lives, Lord, we can be people of competence. We want to rely on your Holy Spirit. Fill us again with your Holy Spirit this morning, God. Show us your will, Father. And may we listen to your voice and obey what you've asked of us. And Father, I pray that we will be people of character, that we will not compromise, we will not go with the flow, but we will stand for what is right and do what you have said and show people the better way, the Jesus way. And God, help us to be those people of connection. Lord, let us see people. Let us see the needs. Let us minister hope and healing. God, help us not to be consumed with our own lives and our own plans, that we miss the people that need what we have. So God, stir us, Lord, stir us again with a heart for the lost, a heart for the needy, a heart for those in our world that need their world changed by Jesus. Lord, stir us today that this is how we're going to live. This is what the call of God is all about. And it's not just for one or two, it's for the body of Christ. Together, wherever you've placed us, bring in change. So Lord, we commit our lives to this in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.